Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome. Donna, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So the legislature took the week off to focus on budget hearings, but that wintry weather changed some of those plans. What happened?
Well, it did certainly change it. Not only did the state capitol shut down on Tuesday, but the rest of the week became problematic after the storm came up from South Georgia. The chairs of the Joint Appropriations Committees in each chamber live in the state's southern area. Senator Blake Tillery is from Vidalia. Representative Matt Hatchett is from Dublin. They hold the hearings close to the start of each session so that state commissioners and agency heads present their budgets and give the reasons for their requests. Out of the 30 hearings they planned for this past week, they only held four, and that not until yesterday did they have them.
Wow. So they're going to have to make some of that up. Among the hearings that they did manage to get in yesterday was on higher education. They heard from former Governor Sonny Perdue, who's also the chancellor of the University System of Georgia, and he put his budget requests in. What were some of his highlights?
That's right. The House Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education held their hearing virtually. And while there's not much change in the University System of Georgia or USG budget of note, it does include $99.8 million in funding for a new research building for Augusta University and the Medical College of Georgia. Chancellor Perdue also offered some interesting overall statistics. For instance, he said enrollment at USG schools continues to increase. The latest figure has enrollment up by nearly 6%. Also, in the past 13 years, Georgia has seen the number of degrees conferred in the state increase by 40%. And he said students at the state's 26 colleges and universities will make over $1.4 million more in their lifetimes as compared to those who choose not to go to college.
Wow, that's quite the statistic. It sounds like things are going to get back on track next week. Other budget hearings will take place. Legislators will return to the chambers to gavel in Monday through Thursday. So busy week ahead?
Absolutely, Pamela. Most of the hearings planned for this week are slated for the afternoons next week after the chambers adjourn each day. So they'll hold their meetings. Some of the most anticipated appropriations subcommittee hearings will involve the state's economic development, public safety, transportation, and health.
And GPB's Lawmakers also returns on Monday on GPB-TV. What's on tap for this week?
Well, right now we're planning to kick off the week with leaders from both parties discussing their legislative priorities. Then on Tuesday, Georgia Supreme Court Chief Justice Michael P. Boggs will deliver his third State of the Judiciary address to the Georgia General Assembly. He'll talk about a variety of topics, including initiatives to increase access to legal services and improve the administration of justice, as well as the importance of an independent judiciary. And that evening, on Lawmakers, we'll have legislators who are lawyers on the show to break down his message and discuss one of the governor's priorities, which is reforming the civil lawsuit system in Georgia, or tort reform, Pamela.
Yeah, tort reform is going to be a big one this session. Thank you, Donna, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.